You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Buenos dias. Can y'all say Adobe?
What's up, bud?
It's Fox Sports Radio live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. 877-99 on Fox. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you enjoyed our show on Sunday. If not, foxsportsradio.com.
Hopefully you're enjoying the show right now.
Yeah, we're a few East Coast buffoons.
Speak for yourself.
Out here in Los Angeles. Been living out here for a long time now. And we're happy to be filling in for Dan Patrick. Hope you had a nice weekend. Hope you enjoyed your barbecue. We're going to talk about manning someone else's grill later on.
You want to go to Tom right now? He has a thought about it.
Let's go to Tom.
Tom, what's up, buddy? You're on in New York.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, bud. What's up?
Yeah, definite red card. You don't mess with another man's grill. I had a guy one time, backyard barbecue, came over after I put the cheese on the burgers and you know, criticized that the cheese was too big for the burgers wrapping around the side, so he proceeded to pick up pieces of cheese and started trimming them right up to the size of the burger and asked me to do it again, and I asked him to leave.
Oh, that's, you know, appropriate.
Wait, hold on. Who was this guy? Like, who was he to you?
He's just the clown of the neighborhood. You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, fixes his transmission of his car with the pop top of a soda can and just kind of a jerk.
Yeah, so what would you do in that scenario? For real, though, because, you know, would you really escort the guy? Hey, get this guy out of here. You sweep him out?
No, I think what you do is, at first, with a laugh in your voice, say, hey, yo, beat it, man. And then if he doesn't get it, be like, no, I got this. We're good. And you keep going from laughter in your voice to serious progressively as he doesn't listen.
You have to assign him a menial task that really means nothing but will distract him.
Hey, neighborhood bozo, can you go get the ketchup, please, out of the fridge?
Yeah.
No, it's really like a subliminal, like, you're not the man of your own house. It really is. Like, I'm taking over your grill because I think you're enough to handle it. And again, I'm no Meathead Goldwyn. You know who Meathead Goldwyn is? He's the barbecue whisperer, barbecue hall of fame. I'm no Meathead Goldwyn. You know, I grill here and there.
You look like him, though.
But I don't expect anyone else to try to man my own grill at my own house. And I do think it matters who it is, because sometimes it's coming from a good place. Sometimes this guy just thinks, again, he's better than you. It's like the guy that pulls his car in reverse to park. What, do you think you're better than me?
Who do you think you are?
You think you're better than me because you backed your car in?
Meathead Goldwyn, huh?
Meathead Goldwyn.
It's really good.
Again, yesterday, actually Sunday, it was my brother-in-law who was like, you know, he took over my grill, ended up shutting it off, sort of ruined my whole flow. But again, it's my brother-in-law. I can't get mad about that. It did happen to me one time when it was like mixed company. It was like the girlfriend, the boyfriend of some girl that was at my house, and he just like sort of like, I got this. And it's like, yo, beat it, dude. Yeah, know you.
A guy like you that doesn't even care about cooking, it might be a relief to you, though. Some people are like, fine, if you want to cook, I'll chill. I'll chill with a drink. If you want to do the cooking, have at it.
I do get that, but you're hosting a party. It's your place. You have company over. I remember feeling a little disrespected when that happened, and you gave the best analogy. It's like trying to infiltrate an old Italian mom's kitchen. Can you imagine a young woman saying, no, I got it. Like, no, you don't. It's just one of those things you don't do.
Step aside, Streganona. Yeah. I got this.
It's just something that you don't, it's a disrespect, I think. 877-99 on Fox, your 4th of July observations, and we're going to talk about Joey Chestnut.
It's like grabbing a big knife and you carve the turkey at someone else's house without asking. I got this.
Yeah, no.
I'd chop your hand off.
Well,
it's a little intrusive.
I think yesterday a lot of people enjoyed some good cooking, some good barbecue, some good, what is your favorite thing that's not so easy on the grill when someone spends the whole day?
Well, let me tie this back to sports.
Doing
real
some
quick.
Type of brisket or something?
I know on the 4th of July everyone's excited about, you know, the big hot dog eating contest. It's a contest. It's not a sport. And we'll explain. But when I'm there on the grill and when I'm there chilling and grilling, I like to watch the ball game, and a lot of teams are off on Mondays and Thursdays. I'm talking baseball. Mondays and Thursdays. But the Yankees always seem to play on 4th of July. They're the Yankees.
America's team.
You know, honestly, I was a little disappointed. I'm like,
why wouldn't they?
I got to be honest. I turn into a big baby when they're off, right? Because I'm such a entitled sports guy. I'm like, I want my team to play. I want them to be on. I don't like off days because I look forward to that. Like, it's just comfort food, kind of. Like, I need them on every night. And they seem to play every 4th of July. They're the Yankees.
I feel like
it just goes hand in hand.
I feel like you're making this up.
Dude, it's an article today, the New York Post, that even the Yankees were like, why were we off on 4th of July? Kind of fired me down, I'm not going to lie. So I was just there, you know, enjoying the day, doing nothing. I was kind of bored all day yesterday.
Sitting there whistling Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Yeah, I was. But I wanted to see some baseball.
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
I wanted to see some baseball on the day off. I did. No Yanks, no fun. I've always said that.
No Yanks, no fun?
No Yanks.
I've always said that.
Who's the barbecue guy again?
Meathead Goldwyn.
Yeah, Meathead Goldwyn.
Is it true that you lost a girlfriend once to that guy?
Meathead Goldwyn.
She left me for who?
Also known as the Barbecue Whisperer.
For Meathead Goldwyn. He's a meathead. He sounds like a guy from the Jersey Shore.
He does.
Meathead Goldwyn hangs out with the Sitch. Paulie D. All right, so let's talk about Joey Chestnut. This guy, we've met him before. Really good dude. Really nice fella. This guy does something that none of us could do in our wildest dreams. He's a hot dog eating champion.
I gotta tell you, I hate to interrupt, but my wildest dreams never include eating hot dogs.
That's true.
Somehow I pictured they did.
No.
No?
Nope.
Nothing about your wildest dreams include dogs.
Nothing.
But the question is this.
Burgers?
Nope. Not even in my wildest dreams.
Ribs?
Is it a sport? Danny G, you start. Is hot dog eating and what Joey Chestnut, what he does on an annual basis?
We talked about this a little bit on the Sunday night show with you, and it is a sport. The reason being, he trains. So do the other professional eaters. They have to train. And Joey was on that Fifth Hour podcast with Ben Maller, like we spoke about this past weekend. He was asked that question, are you an athlete? And he said, I have to look at it that way because of my training, because of all the events I have to do to warm up for the Super Bowl of eating, which took place yesterday morning there in Coney.
Well, I understand that he has to view it as a sport because it's a competition, right? It is a competition.
Right.
So I understand that he has a reputation to upkeep and he's the guy. So he probably puts an immense amount of pressure on him to deliver and perform.
He made a good point in that interview right after that, though, Covino.
He
said that it wasn't that long ago where a lot of folks thought that golfers weren't even athletes. That golfers aren't athletes. And we have found out since that, yes, indeed, golfers are athletes. So, I mean, you could argue that, but everything evolves.
That is a great argument. And we're going to open it up to you. 877-99 on Fox. Is it a sport? Congratulations. He ate, 63 hot dogs in a minute? Mm-hmm.
After being interrupted by protesters.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We still have to celebrate the guy.
That was the coolest moment.
Yes. Yeah, it was incredible.
That was the greatest moment. I'm sure you've seen that on social media. If not, look it up at some point this morning.
By the way, he was like extra aggressive with this.
He's mid-dog.
Right.
Monsi made a great point before the show in our meeting. She was saying he even had to play defense the way he took that guy down to the ground. And then he got right back up and ran the ball some more.
They got to throw obstacles at Joey Chestnut to even level the playing field. He beats everyone by, I feel like, double the dogs.
Well, I think his own record was 76, right?
And he didn't even need to try to beat that this year.
And plus, he was interrupted by a protester that he choked down.
With a broken leg.
With a broken leg.
On his leg.
He was on a crutch.
Yep.
And again, like he'd done this before. He choked some dude out so great. I thought he broke the guy's neck. Some protester came up there, mid-dog, like Rich said. Put him in a headlock.
How many
yanked him.
How many dogs?
63, I believe.
63 dogs, one broken neck.
Yeah.
But the question is,
I think he was like 15 in when this happened.
Is it a sport? And I want to hear from Monty and Don Brown. But Spotty, please give us the definition.
Can I give you a fun fact first?
Give us a fun fact the definition of a sport.
You know how many combined hot dogs he's eaten at this event? 1,152.
Wow.
A lot of glizzies.
How many hot dogs do you think you've eaten in your life?
A lot of nitrates.
A lot of nitrates.
Man,
don't you lose 30 minutes for every hot dog? 30 minutes. That was the stat recently,
of your
remember?
Life, yeah.
You lose 30 minutes of your life.
Yeah, they say that about milkshakes, too. I'm not buying it.
I'm not buying it.
The definition of a sport.
The definition of a sport.
According to Merriam-Webster.
Okay.
An activity involving physical exertion and skill in which an individual or team competes against another or others for entertainment.
Okay.
I say
it's a sport.
Sport.
On the technicality.
No, it's a sport.
On the technicality, it is.
Of being a hater.
But I'm standing my ground and saying, well, then you could make up anything. Just make up anything. Like, yeah, I moonwalk and you moonwalk. I'm going to train to be the best moonwalker and we're going to compete every 5th of July. That's a sport. Because we're competing and we're training for this one competition.
If you could die doing it, you are a gladiator and that's a sport.
Yeah.
You know, one of the guys underneath his byline and said he ate 275 jalapenos in 8 minutes.
Wow.
That's not a sport.
You could die from that.
That's silly. Yes. And you know what? You can. And I respect you for going out there and doing your best and being in a competition. Right? It's a competition. I get all that. It's a contest. It's an event. It's a spectacle. It's not a sport. It just isn't. You know, are you training your body to do something specific? Yeah. But there's a lot of gross examples that I could give too, and I won't on Fox Sports Radio. I was like, okay, so if I did that, it's a sport. You know, it's really gluttony at its highest form. You know, it's not a sport, bro. Is he an elite? Okay, it's a sport, and he's got 15 titles now. All right, I'm going to prove everybody wrong right now. When we talk about the GOATs, we talk about Jordan, Ali, Gretzky, Tom Brady. Where's Joey Chestnut?
He's in that conversation.
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay.
Dude, he's right next to Bill Russell.
Oh, okay. No, we don't even include
titles.
Hold on. We don't even include Michael Phelps where he should be included, right or wrong.
Yeah.
Right? And we talked about recently. I said, what about throwing Bruce Lee into that conversation for what he did for martial arts and now mixed martial arts, right? No. But Joey Chestnut, give me a break.
Is it true?
Honestly, it's what's gross about this country. I understand, oh, it's our freedoms, and that's what's great about it. No, it's not. It's gross, and it's fun for some, not for this guy. Therefore, not a sport, because you could compete and train to do anything. I could throw, hey, you see this pen? I'm going to make it stick into the ceiling. I don't know why people do that.
We should do that. That'd
right? Hey, whoever gets the most wins. Am I an athlete now because I trained at that?
You forgot Rafael Nadal. And by the way, your former employer split the screen between Joey Chestnut and Nadal.
That's
yesterday
wild.
To open the show.
And you know what?
Are you disagreeing with them?
Yes, they should be embarrassed. Because cornhole, which they also air, is more of a sport than eating hot dogs.
I don't know about that. Now that's a barbecue, like fat guy in the yard could play cornhole.
To me, that's a skill competition.
So it is true that Joey Chestnut holds the honor of having the most championships in a single event. Is that true?
15.
I mean, how many NBA titles does Bill Russell have?
11, I think it
is. Yeah, it's true. Most championships in a single event. Nadal only had 14.
Okay, if you guys are so strong on your stance, the next time we talk about GOATs and you don't bring up Joey Chestnut, you get a slap.
I don't have a strong stance. I have more of like a Craig Council stance, like sort of an awkward stance.
Craig Council, he was very mad yesterday. I don't know if you saw that.
I did not. Why would I bring up Craig Council? And that's so coincidental. What was going on with Craig Council?
He was all mad about calls and I don't know.
Covino, the NBA, they have Christmas. NFL, they have Thanksgiving, right?
It's true.
New Year's Eve, college football, bowl games. 4th of July, what athletic event are we all tuning into?
He's
the
so
great, legendary.
Would you pay to see that?
Joey Chestnut.
People do.
I would.
But would you pay to see that?
Yeah.
Hold on. The people do. A million people bought Susan Boyle's CD when it came out.
I dreamed a dream of time gone by.
Yeah, so I'm supposed to be like, yeah, okay, that's great. People are idiots. So we gotta stoop to the lowest common denominator to say, well, people love it.
But Danny G made a great point. You are naming a holiday or a day, and there's something synonymous with it. Right. Christmas Day. NBA.
We should be embarrassed.
Thanksgiving Day.
This is our independence, and this is what
Football.
You're celebrating.
Freedom to eat hot dogs.
Freedom to eat hot dogs. No, and again, on technicality, by definition, yes, maybe it's a sport, but be realistic.
Did a competitive eater hurt you? Did something happen? Did a competitive eater steal your girlfriend?
Crazy Legs Conte steal your ex?
Crazy Legs Conte stole my ex-girlfriend.
It's so funny. Kobayashi stole Camino's prom date.
It's a tough story. But
he disrespected your honor.
Hold on. Let's go to Don. Let's go to Monty, and then we'll go to your phone calls. 877-99 on Fox. Hope you had a happy 4th of July extended weekend. We also, Joey Chestnut, choked some guy out.
It was fun.
And he's 63 hot dogs, 15 championships. Don, is it a sport?
It's not a sport by any stretch. It's an extreme hobby.
Extreme hobby.
It's a stretch to say that it is. It's a big time stretch to say that it is. Monsi.
You literally checked off every box for what a sport is when talking about it. And you could say it's not, sure, because it's not a typical team sport where other people are around you. But you and I can't do that. It takes, and you're trying to compare it. It's like, well, I'm going to train to do this. And all of a sudden it's a sport. That's not it. This is obviously something bigger than you just wanting to break a world record.
Where's the athleticism in that?
Dude, if this guy was 500 pounds and eating 63 hot dogs, I wouldn't be as impressed. But this guy is a small dude. He's literally trained his body to be able to do something like this.
You said, where's the athleticism? There's a lot of things that don't take quote unquote athleticism. I'm in between on this, Monty, because I'm not convinced either way yet.
Stuffing your face is not a skill.
I'm listening.
Shooting darts is a greater skill.
But he's not just stuffing his face. Don't you see? You're really downplaying what he goes through.
I understand that, and I heard about the aftermath, right? We heard it here on Fox Sports Radio, like what he goes through afterward, how his body starts to rumble, and he knows it's go time afterward. I know he does a lot to be the best at this.
I think the way
that doesn't make it a sport.
The way it makes it a sport, and he's an athlete, is I'll give you an analogy. When a girl is like, I'm a model. If she's just on Instagram showing her butt cheeks, she's not a model. But if someone pays her, she's a model. Joey Chestnut has sponsors. He gets paid. It's an event with a crowd. Now, if Joey Chestnut was just some bozo eating hot dogs in the yard, that's a hobby.
Yeah.
That's a stupid thing. It's like the guy going like, it's like a...
Yeah, but he is. We just put it on a pedestal because we're idiots.
No, but...
Ruth.
But what I just said was the analogy. Butt cheeks on Instagram.
Wait, did
not
I just hear Babe Ruth? I don't know what I just heard, but okay. What is Babe Ruth ate a lot of hot dogs, but what is he known for? Hitting home runs, because that's a sport. He's not known for eating hot dogs.
You clearly missed my greatest analogy.
He was in MLB games, Covino, sanctioned events. Joey Chestnut has won these events in these legendary sanctioned events for years and
which
years.
Which started off as a mockery and like a joke, almost like a joke that we just ran with.
It's turned into major league eating, though.
Which we should be embarrassed by. Like, this
Why?
Is not...
Why?
To you?
Why? Because obesity is a problem, and hot dogs take 30 minutes over your life. That's why. And it's gross and gluttonous. I can't even watch it.
You know what it's like?
I want to see the result. Like, did he win again?
You're a big fight fan, right? You're a big fight fan.
Yeah.
Right? When we were younger... These guys that were like bare knuckle fighters or doing the early days of MMA, it was almost considered like, yeah, they're just a tough guy that knows barbaric. How to fight. They're they're tough.
The rawest form of competition.
And, no, but until they got paid and the UFC became a legitimate organization, they were really just tough guys that fought at the gym, right? And then it became sport when money and fans and things become involved. Joey Chestnut is getting paid? He has sponsors. Do you have sponsors?
Man, you're so easily swayed because leading into this, you were like, by no stretch of the imagination, is it a sport? You let them totally convince you.
No, I'm calling.
Eating a hot dog? Hey, guess what, man?
I'm open-minded, I can change my mind.
Hey, guys, you know what? No. You know what? I need a little nap. You know what, guys? I need a nap. I'm exerted from all the burgers and dog. I was playing sports this weekend. Oh, what'd you do, Covino? I stuffed my face like a slob. I had five burgers and three hot dogs.
Covino, you know? They're not slobs, though. Just about every guy who came out was built and muscular.
Okay.
My girl, that was her first observation of the event yesterday morning. She had never watched it before. She was like, I thought these guys were going to be huge fat slobs. They're not. They were up there doing WWE poses.
Did you see the guy who drank the lemonade?
Yeah, that's the one guy. You're talking about the one big guy on the stage. All the other dudes were, there's dudes up there that are ripped.
I do get that. I get all that. I understand. Camino, I'm standing my ground. Camino. It's ridiculous that we're even having this conversation.
Camino hates lemonade guys so bad.
The female champ, Mickey, met her husband, who's also an MLE performer, and they met at the gym at the hotel, Covino, because they work out every day.
All right,
like savages.
Guess what? I want I want Joey Chestnut moving forward to be included in every GOAT conversation if he's an elite athlete like you guys claim to be, like you claim he is. Let's go to the phones. 877-99-FOX. Who cares what we think? You heard our stance. I hope you enjoyed it, but is hot dog eating a sport?
Competitive eating. Your thoughts at 877-99-FOX. Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
You don't say yeah. We're live from the West Side. You got to go yay, yay.
Okay.
Hey, live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. It's Kavino and Rich. CNR on FSR. Everything at Kavino and Rich. Thanks for all your feedback. Thanks for putting up with us. You got two more days of this.
Nice. I'm looking at the home run derby possibilities for 2022.
Yeah.
Should Pete Alonso go for the three-peat?
Oh, I know what's happening here, Spot. I know what's happening. By the way, Kavino and Rich with Danny G, Monsi, Don Brown, Spotty's here. Thank you for hanging. Rich is pretending to bring up the home run derby.
It was on TV.
No, so that he could brag about.
It was just on the MLB network.
So that he could brag about what he did this weekend. I know what's going on. I could see what's happening.
I'm not bragging about anything.
Is it softball again?
Rich is trying. He's trying to pretend like he cares about the home run derby in the bigs.
How many times have we gone?
So that he could talk about a competition he was in,
because
he's a superhuman athlete, Rich Davis. He plays Sunday softball.
You play nothing.
Which is just as competitive as your Sunday softball.
He eats hot dogs.
Yeah, I eat hot dogs. What are you talking about? I'm an athlete, competitive athlete.
You make ribs.
I had 16 hot dogs this weekend total.
On a grill that's turned off by your brother-in-law.
On a three-day weekend. According to you, I'm an athlete.
No, you would have placed 198th.
Yeah, but still,
But he's in it.
I'm in it.
That counts.
I'm in it.
Well, Rich, Pete Alonso, just so you know, he said he will strongly consider going for the Home Run Derby three-peat. He won in 2019. There was none in 2020.
I like his attitude.
And there was one in 2021. So he's won two in a row, and he said, if I'm named an all-star, I'm probably in.
If he's playing the humble card here.
He's a big, strong guy.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm a big, strong guy. I hit big, strong home runs. Just happy to be here in the competition again this year.
I'm a big, strong guy.
I'm a big, strong guy. I hit big, strong home runs. Polar Bear Pete, who I do like. I like his attitude. I like how he takes it serious. It's fun. It's one of the most fun competitions.
LFGM. Pete.
Arguably the best sporting event. Well, Rich and I have gone to several home run derbies. It's so much fun.
Well, you know what? If you want to bring it up, then fine. I wasn't even doing that. I had other things on my little agenda to talk about here on the Dan Patrick Show.
I don't believe that. I know we're going to get into a friend in need. Someone hit us up at Kavino and Rich, and we're going to give some advice, drop some knowledge. But Rich, on his 4th of July weekend,
I did something
willingly participated. Like, no one asked him to do it. I kind of give you credit for doing this.
Oh, it was a blast. It was something that I think I want to do every year. My wife and I were saying, what a good little 4th of July morning tradition. One of my buddies, Zach, who I play softball with, said, hey, in Thousand Oaks, which is about 20 minutes from where we are now, maybe more, probably 40 minutes from here. Yeah.
A little bit longer. Half hour.
He goes there doing a home run derby. There's a park with a rec center, and they're doing a little community breakfast, a home run derby, all these little things. They're raising some money. It's $5 a guy, and there's a little pancake breakfast where it's a couple bucks. Old ladies.
By the way, for charity, that's really low. $5 a guy to enter?
If you don't, just raising money for the little local community center.
Yeah, but you could splurge a 20, don't you think? $20 to enter? Have fun? Hot dogs, home runs,
pancakes.
What did you do yesterday?
I'm just saying that's really low. I'm surprised it's that low. Especially in today's world. Inflation higher than a cholo socks. $5 to enter a contest? That seems cheap.
Should I say that again? Inflation?
Higher than a cholo socks. You've seen the meme. You've seen the meme. But $5, I'm surprised, since it's charity related, it's not, $20.
I saw the meme that said, higher the socks, downer the fool.
That's true, though. That is true. Higher the fool.
There's no L.
So, yeah, they have this home run derby, a softball home run derby, $5 a guy, and even just participating in this home run derby, having some fun, just taking some hacks, taking some swings, makes you realize that in all of sports, on a professional level or at the local park, when you were 12 years old with your friends on a random Saturday, hey, what do you guys want to do? Tackle football? Yeah, of course. Pick up basketball? Yeah. I still feel like the number one friendly competition, three-point shootout? Nah. In basketball, the skills competition? Nah. Football? What do they would do? For the kids, the punt, pass, and kick competition?
Mm-hmm.
The home run derby is the king of all sports competitions.
I'm not going to deny that.
It is the king of all sports competitions as far as like a silly little competition.
No, there's something magical. I don't even know another way to put it.
Energetic.
But when you hit the ball just right, you know what I mean? And like the crack of the bat, like you hit that button, it's like knocking somebody out in boxing.
Oh, and it just feels good to hear.
Wow, the timing was perfect. Everything, situations are perfect. Beautiful day. You're hitting bombs. But, Rich, you lost this competition, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't win. Some dude that apparently dominates it every year, he was a former Olympic player.
Oh, yeah.
He goes there.
Is that true, though?
Oh, yeah.
Got to justify it.
I don't get the why. Oh, yeah.
You know, he was a former Olympic guy. I was never going to compete against that.
What if you competed ever in your life?
I don't choose to compete in these things.
He ate hot dogs this weekend. The guys that choose to not compete are the critics.
He's training. He was training this
competed
weekend.
Competed in nothing. Competed in nothing.
Yeah,
critics.
Yeah. You're lying. Rich, we had hot dogs. We trained.
Some guy apparently wins every year. He hits like, no joke, 30, bombs. 40 bombs. Every swing. Just
I came in second in cupcake wars. Yeah. That counts.
Wait, so what was the total? How did it go?
Oh, I hit six, but...
But you said you found your rhythm late, right?
That's the problem. You get 10 outs, much like the Major League Baseball one, and after 8 outs, I hit a bunch in a row. Like, I found my rhythm, and I'm like, oh. But it was fun. It's just a reminder that I think people should do this in every town. Raise money for something? Do a home run derby. Who's not going to participate in a home run derby?
What time was it?
Like 9, 10 in the morning.
On what day?
4th of July.
Yeah, no.
It was perfect. It's an annual tradition. My wife and I were saying every year.
The only like fun part of my day yesterday was being able to sleep in a little bit.
Yeah. No, we decided that every year. We're like, this is going to be, you start when you have a family, you start making traditions, right?
Yeah,
like,
no, I'm glad you had a good time.
And we're like, you know what? They have it. It's at a cute little community park. Like I said, there's old ladies from the community serving up pancakes and sausages and little, pouring you juice. Little $5 breakfast, $5 home run derby, and, the money just goes to the little community center. And it was a lot of fun.
And there was a fence, right?
There was a fence tie it all together.
Inside the Parkers don't
count. How could you have a home run derby without a fence?
Right, exactly. Proving my point earlier.
Now, we had someone reach out to us, and I want to read this to you guys. And Monsi, Tom Brown, Danny G, everyone get ready to give your advice. I want to see if you guys are... on point with this one.
Am I going to have to do my best, Dr. Phil?
You might have to. Hold on. Let me get the email up here. Right, it's a DM on Instagram. At Covino and Rich. Yo, Covino and Rich.
What does that mean?
I know you're filling in for DP today.
Yeah.
Was hoping you guys could help me. I finally met my new girlfriend's parents this past weekend at a 4th of July cookout. I got along with her mom and dad, but I may have gotten myself in a little deep. Her dad is a huge Cubs and Bears fan. In an attempt to impress her and her family, I rolled with conversation and pretended I was a huge Cubs fan as well.
Oh, man.
And I'm a straight-up NBA guy.
Don't ever fake the funk.
That's it. But her dad liked me so much, he invited me to a Cubs game next week so we could share in the fun together. Do I fake it? Do I come clean and say, hey, listen, I'm not really a baseball guy? Do I look at this as a challenge? Could it be that hard to play along?
You and I are going to totally disagree.
Your thoughts on how to play this. Again, I really like this girl. My first time meeting her parents, but they think, like them, I'm a huge Cubbies guy. It's from Dan in Chicago.
And he doesn't like baseball at all.
He's an
NBA guy. Wow. 877-99 on Fox. I look at this as he made a big mistake.
No, I don't.
Is there any turning back is the question now, right? Because then that looks odd. Like, hey, future father-in-law, I'm sorry I lied to you. That's why I say stay in your lane always, man. I never try to pretend. I make it very clear. Even if I'm at like the barbershop, right? They're like, oh, you work at Fox Sports Radio? I'm like, yeah. And they start talking to me about hockey or college sports. And I'm like, yeah. You know what? I don't really focus on that. That's not my thing. I like baseball and boxing, stuff like that. I don't fake it because it's transparent. People are going to see through it. People that know are going to see through it. You're not speaking the language. You don't know the names. You don't know the players. You don't know the history. So this guy, what? He's going to do the research on the Cubs and all of a sudden pretend? People could smell through that, man.
That's right,
and
sir.
I smell it all the time.
Just like Andre Dawson and Ryan Sandberg. Am I right?
Huh? Hey, did you know
Ernie Banks?
Did you know Mark Grace had the most hits of the 90s?
Yeah, I mean, Don, what's your first thought?
I think that it's not that big of a deal. Okay, so they're big baseball fans, Cubs fans. He's not really a baseball guy. But he held his own enough to where the dad wanted to invite him to a game. I feel like the pressure should kind of be off of him because, like you said, people can smell it, you know, the if you're not being authentic,
right?
Or being transparent. So I feel like the dad might have kind of felt that, and maybe this is his attempt to bond with the guy.
And that's
maybe
a good thing.
Because maybe he's like, you know what? You are a good guy, and I like you with my daughter. Let's go to the game, and we can, you know, read minds or whatever a little bit more.
I like it. Danny G.
Yeah, but you know what I respect more? Someone that's honest I'm serious.
He's not like a liar. He's not like a yeah, you damn liar. He rolled with it, and it seems like he rolled with it too far.
I'm not a baseball guy, but I like sports enough to where I can speak about it if we're gonna
But you know, don't disrespect my intelligence. Like the 40-year-old virgin when he was talking about being with a woman. Like everybody knows you're
sandbags.
Lying. But he keeps going with the lie as if everyone's supposed to believe that.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I know you're not a fan. I know I'm the father of your girlfriend. Like, you don't have to lie to me just to impress me. Like, to me, I have less respect for that. I really do. Because then one lie leads to bigger lies, and now you're going to be at the game pretending to know all this, and it's more awkward. Like, he's going to have to come clean at one point when he doesn't know something obvious, and that's a letdown. You're like, he doesn't know that? Wait a second. This guy's been lying to me the whole time?
I've caught people.
That's happened before.
I've caught people lying to me. What do you think, Danny G?
He's lucky that he is not a fan of another baseball team. So that's where he's got some wiggle room here. Imagine her family, they're going to definitely investigate his Facebook page and go through pages and pages of pictures. If he was sitting there with a Dodgers jersey on or something like that, and then he's busted, caught red-handed, then that's a bad look. But in this case, since he's not a baseball fan, he could roll with it.
Yo, Monsi, what are you feeling?
I feel like it's, one, really cute because he's obviously doing it for the girl. But now that this is what's happening, you're going to the game, you need to come clean because, now you can't keep the lie going. You're going to get caught eventually. But I think also that probably the dad knows. If they're real Cubs fans, they probably could tell that he was just saying this to impress mom and dad. He really likes the girl. I mean, just say, hey, you know, I actually am not a big baseball fan, but I am a sports fan, and I'm so happy to be here. Yay, go Cubs.
You know what?
I agree with Monsi.
I feel like it was a good fib. There are good fibs, you could tell. And I feel like him rolling with the family, having drinks with the family barbecue, meeting her family. I don't think this guy is like a piece of crap.
No,
I don't think it's not
malicious
like,
in any way.
What a liar. What a girl.
No one's saying that.
I remember I went to.
But he's setting himself up for a more embarrassing moment.
I find these to be good challenges, right? Like, I went to. My daughter is 5 years old, to give a little context. I went to a kid's birthday party. And some of the other parents were nerds. They were talking about like some artsy stuff that I had no clue about, but I looked at it as I could carry a conversation with anyone about anything. I'm like, oh, yes, this painting.
I'm sure you were smooth.
And I did not, Danny G, I tried.
But where's the shame in just saying, you know, I don't know a lot about this. I'm just a fan. Like, what's wrong with prefacing it? I always do it just in order to not get caught out
there.
Yeah,
I'm not a big
fan. I never said I was an expert.
That's fair to do.
I'm a fan of the whole catalog.
Why pretend like you're this crazy expert in something that you're not?
We have a friend Shannon, and her guy is not a sports fan. And the whole joke with him, I'm like, yo, listen, if you ever need to carry a sports conversation, I'm like, guys that talk about sports love to hear themselves talk. So just keep affirming what the other guy says.
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, can you believe the Lakers?
Uh-huh.
And then you'd be like, yeah, can you believe them? And it's like, yo, you think they're going to get Kyrie? And then say something generic like, man, that would be something, huh?
What do you think?
I mean, now
what
do you think? Playing games,
what do you think? And then the
there's
guy
nothing
be like,
well, I mean, disingenuous.
They'd have to loosen up some money. What are they going to do with Russ?
You want this to be a real conversation?
What,
this is awkward.
What are they going to do with Russ? That's a damn good question.
Yeah, that is a good question.
You could fake these conversations.
Guess it comes down to the money, you know?
Right? I did. You know what? It is obvious. I think, Covino, you make a good point. Never claim to be an expert, but if you're just rolling in a conversation, you don't need to say, I'm really oblivious on this subject. I was at the Mets-Angels game, and I'm talking to some fans around me. Angels really don't have many fans, so there's a lot of Mets. There was a lot of Mets fans.
You just can't like enjoy yourself. You got to talk to everybody.
Yeah, this guy can't. He has no chill, Rich Davis.
When was the last time you went to a game?
Oh, man!
I didn't invite you to.
Oh, man.
That's impossible because it was like 2 weeks ago we went to the
before
Mets-Dodgers
game. Before the Mets-Dodgers game, which I bought you ticket and invited you.
What
and
was then the said, last game you went to before that?
Probably, last year was COVID. Before that, I went to a Lakers game. I went to a Dodgers game.
Are these leftover 4th of July awkward burgers being served? It's a little
you
early
make
for that.
It sound like you go every day. You haven't been.
Guys, fight nice, man. It's too early.
But there was a Mets fan there. And you know when you go to a visiting stadium and you see fans of your own team, you give a little fist bump like, hey, go Mets. The guy made a reference like, wow, when was the last time they made the playoffs? And I'm like, every Mets fan should off the top of their head know the last time they made the playoffs because it's not often.
Right.
You know, like don't, what are you wearing?
Not really a fan then.
You're wearing a DeGrom jersey and you can't even tell me when the last time the Mets made the playoffs? Like, are you on drugs? What the hell is wrong with you?
This sounds creepy.
Like Danny G, if you met a Dodgers fan, he's like, oh, when was the last time they won the World Series? You're like, I don't know, 2 years ago, you bird brain?
Yeah. I mean, there's obvious signs when somebody's a front runner.
Oh, aggravating. But
and you can't out-knowledge people sometimes. Like, you don't want to play that game sometimes. If they're super knowledgeable in a particular arena, baseball, football, team specifically, sometimes you're just like, yeah, I know. You're the encyclopedia. I'm good. Why are you like trying to show off?
Real quick, my final thoughts.
Yeah.
I don't think his father-in-law is going to sit there and do Cubs trivia the whole time. I think they're going to go.
You could get caught out there
bond,
in an embarrassing moment.
Enjoy themselves. And I think this is a good opportunity for, what's his name?
Oh, this Dan in Chicago.
Dan in Chicago, he doesn't have a team. He can fill this void with his girlfriend's family's team.
You know what he could do? You're right, Spot. He could say...
Right?
He could say...
He'll fill the void with this.
He could...
And they'll consume him as a Cubs fan.
He could backpedal a little bit and be like, you know, sir, I'm more of a Bulls fan. I'm more of an NBA guy. I watch a little Bears. But, I'm really getting into the Cubs with you. This is, I'm learning a little more baseball
Wait till he finds out now that her family are big into Scientology.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, yes,
Tom
yes,
Cruise,
yes,
am I right?
L. Ron Hubbard, am I right?
Ron Hubbard?
Oh, yes.
Travolta.
Yes. Am I right? All right, we have more Covino and Rich. In for Dan Patrick next on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah.
In the man cave.
The man cave.
Nice.
Live from the Mercedes-Benz studio, it's Covino and Rich. Steve Covino from Union, New Jersey, home of the world's tallest water sphere.
I'm glad Dan left behind his xylophone player.
That's Rich Davis.
On the xylophone.
On the xylophone from Franklin Square, Long Island. We're out here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Spotty Boy, Danny G, Monsi, Don Brown.
Again, what a
thank
crew.
You for
what
hanging.
Crew.
What a crew. What a week. Hope you had a nice weekend. Hope your
what
fingers.
A country.
What a country. Are you quoting Yakov Smirnoff?
I am.
It's
hey.
Not even a throwback Thursday. 877-99 on Fox. Like I said, I hope all your fingers are intact. Nothing exploded.
Yeah, I'm glad you were not one of the, what do they say, 15,000 people a year have a firework accident?
1,500.
I think it's 15,000.
No, it's 1,500.
No, I think it's 15,000. I thought it was 1,500.
It sounds better if you say 1,500.
I think it's 15 million, I think.
Well, I'm glad you're safe. I hope you enjoyed your fireworks. We made our 4th of July observations earlier on. If you miss anything, foxsportsradio.com. Shout out to the iHeartRadio app.
I think you're right.
And our stomping grounds, SXM 83. We're the guys you hear on SiriusXM every once in a while. We also have a Patreon if you dig our show, patreon.com/Covino and Rich. But an honor to be here and for Dan Patrick.
Spot, don't downplay the number of bozos out there that are like, yeah, let me get some booze and some explosives.
What's that week video that you love every year?
Week video?
Back It Up Terry?
The Back It Up Terry video is the greatest thing.
The greatest video
you know, he has his own fireworks.
Back It Up Terry! Back it up. How do you not like Back It Up Terry?
I don't know.
That's one of the
it's not
you know,
that funny to me.
We've known each other for years.
I can't like everything
you
like.
No, of course we've known each other for years, but there's a few things where I'm like, I think I know your sense of humor, and I feel like you would love Back It Up Terry.
No, but
you love Beavis and Butthead.
Love it. The new movie was just eh. Just eh, though. You know what I did watch this weekend? Oh, I watched a lot
Roses are red.
Yeah.
Fireworks are scary.
Uh-huh.
Back up. Put it in reverse, Terry.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch that video
beautiful.
This year.
It's beautiful.
I somehow missed
Back
the video
up,
this
Terry.
Year. But I saw he had his own, like, his own fireworks now, his own line.
I hope he gets a cut of that. Back it up, Terry.
Stay safe. This weekend, we talked about it on Sunday night, but I didn't mention this. UFC 276, the card was insane. I'm Covino. I have the sports interests of an 80-year-old white guy. I love baseball and boxing. I love all fighting. I should say I love all fighting. Combat sports. Real sports, not like hot dog competitions.
I don't know. Joey Chestnut taking out that guy. That was a pretty dope fight.
That was pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. Sign him up.
UFC 278.
Well, Joey Chestnut versus Jake Paul on the next pay-per-view.
Well, we talked about what a card it was, right? And we talked about how Volkanovski might be
the guy.
The best pound-for-pound guy right now. Cejudo's calling him out now.
Cringe?
Yeah. Triple C is saying, hey, we got to make this happen now. But he might be pound-for-pound the best. Adesanya, again, doing what he does. But the side story that we didn't get to on Sunday night is that he made an entrance. Like, this guy's a showman. And you know that, right? Yeah. Remember he came out dancing. He does all his moves. He puts on a show.
I remember him telling us that when you flip and do dance moves, you better win. You can't be the guy doing reverse flips and dance moves.
It's
and
true.
Then get your ass whooped. You need to if you're gonna be the showman, you need to be the great fighter as well. And he is.
Oh, it's like that dude. I forget, but it's that famous clip of he's dancing into the ring. You know, the skinny
horse.
Yeah, I think he's like a Middle Eastern fighter. I forget his name.
He does the whole orchestrated
and then gets knocked out like
right away.
Yeah, it's like that's embarrassing.
Didn't Deontay Wilder when he fought Fury that one time because he wore that big elaborate heavy costume?
Right before COVID.
It said it fatigued him so much that he lost his stamina halfway through the fight.
That was one of the greatest entrance fails. In sports history. Deontay Wilder wearing heavy suit.
That skinny dude when he gets knocked out right away is the most embarrassing. I forget what boxer that was, though. But it was terrible. So, Adesanya comes out. And I feel like this is right in your wheelhouse, Rich. Growing up an 80s kid. He said he was listening to a lot of WWE entrances that week. Like, just listening to him.
Oh, yes.
Said he was listening to a WWE playlist with some
My
of his
Undertaker.
Favorite wrestlers from the Attitude Era of the late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay, a little later than my love of
but he
old
heard
school wrestling.
The Undertaker's theme music, and it spoke to him. And as an artist and fighter, he said, you know what? It just spoke to him and worked for him. So he used it and came out to it, and people were like, you know, some people didn't get it, which I found absurd. Some of the commentators and some of the fans were like, we don't get it. I'm like, what don't you get?
People are dumb.
Yeah, it was insane to me. Like, they didn't even get it. Like, why did he have an urn? Because he came out with the hat and the urn.
Oh, yes, my Undertaker.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yes.
I mean, we all know. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame wrestler. I mean, we know it's a legendary entrance.
Yeah, and the late, great Paul Bearer, his manager.
But when you see his entrance used on a more legitimate stage, a different stage, a UFC stage.
Not more legitimate, different stage.
Just different, whatever. I say legitimate because they're actually fighting, right? You're like, wow, it really is one of the coolest entrances. And the whole story's cool, too, because he reached out. The Undertaker was like, I love it. Gave him the thumbs up. Supported it. But back to your other point, like, he has to win now. When you're coming out, you know, to the Undertaker's music, like, you got to win. And he did. And he did. But it does make you think of some of the most legendary entrances in sports. Of course, Rich and I are going to battle about the Yankees and Mets, but other ones stand out.
Well, you know,
other ones
stand out.
Like,
Mariano Rivera.
Are there other ones even in the conversation, though?
I got to give you the Mo Rivera Enter Sandman is by far the number one notable baseball entrance. And anyone that doesn't say that is just a Yankees hater. And I don't like the Yankees, and I have to admit
it. Game over. The stadium erupts. He comes jogging out of the bullpen. You know he's closing it out. Enter Sandman. It was really a magical entrance. It really was. Yeah. For a great era for the Yankees. But I do... Again, as a guy who doesn't hate the Mets, I think Edwin Diaz is definitely bringing some of the fun to sports.
Like, Edwin Diaz right now, who I believe is closing in on 20 saves already. Edwin Diaz, he's been bringing it for the Mets. He comes out to Blaster Jacks. Narcos. Yo, this song.
It's powerful. It is.
Mr. and Mrs. Met got trumpets now.
But showmanship is such a part of the game. And like you say all the time, Rich, it's what baseball needs. Showmanship.
How great is this?
Any other entrances in the conversation? You could think of WWE,
too. I was going to say, all my references are probably going to say wrestlers, right? Stone Cold, Hulk Hogan,
well,
The Rock.
Wasn't the Pile Driver CD one of your favorite CDs of all time?
Mm-hmm. Yes, one of my favorites. But, you know, I'm more of like an old school guy when it comes to wrestling, but... When Stone Cold Steve Austin would come out and that glass would break, that got the whole arena, wherever he was, losing their mind. The Undertaker is a huge one, which is why it hit so hard this weekend.
I'm throwing this out
with Adesanya.
There. As much as I liked Adesanya coming out, and again, tipping his Undertaker hat to the Undertaker and to the WWE, it was cool to see. I got to say, Mr. Perfect's was one that stood out to me as a kid.
Oh, yes.
You know, that should be my... I feel like that should be, like, my bedroom entrance music.
No, I don't think... No.
What about, like, the Bulls, that entrance song?
Oh! That's a fantastic one, Spot. The 90s Bulls came out to that...
The 90s
Bulls... Yeah, that is, you know, that is legendary.
What's the name of that song?
I don't know. Hey,
I think it's
a conversation. 877-99 on Fox. If you guys know, if you want to share... If you know, some don't get mentioned. This
Alan
is your chance.
Alan Parsons Project.
It's called Sirius.
Danny G. That, you know what, Spot? That is a great answer.
By the Alan Parsons Project.
That's a great answer. I like that answer.
Alan Parsons, the politician?
Yes.
The politician. Yeah.
No, didn't he invent the laser beam that was going to destroy Earth?
Yes.
In Austin Powers 2?
Yes.
The Alan Parsons Project.
Sports needs more theatrics like this. Brings more fun.
Yeah, there it is.
And what's insane to me... was the fact that there was a lot of people at the UFC event that didn't know or get the reference. I was shocked by that.
And now, the starting lineup for your 1998 Chicago Bulls. Yeah, how hard did that hit? Back in the day, the Bulls theme? By the way, let's shift gears for a second, because the intros, we're just going to bring up all the classic wrestling ones and, you know, like you said, a lot of great ring entrances and... Mostly closers in baseball. Jerry's Familia, who's now on the Phillies, when he was on the Mets, he came out to Don Omar, which is a great song. That
Don Zacaduro.
No. That's the song right there. So there's some great ones there. But you talk about people not knowing things you would think they would know.
Yeah, like to me, that's common knowledge. You don't need to be a big wrestling fan to get what he was doing.
That's a conversation that. I rather jump into because I'm watching, you know how now every so often your team, you find them on Apple TV or Peacock or somewhere and you're like, where's my game being played? Chris Young does a fine job. He broadcasts with some some solid broadcasters on Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone loves to be a hater because it's not their usual broadcast team.
I don't hate on that. I just hate on the fact that, you know, baseball, they struggle enough with trying to find young fans, and then you got to look all over the place to find your game. I hate that.
Yeah, but it's not as hard as you think. You sound like a boomer being like, how do I find it? You'll find it. It's just a pain in the butt. Because if you use the app like you do, you're like, where's my game?
Yeah, but not everybody is as savvy. You already said before, people are dumb, right?
So
I have family members that if it's not on the channels, they don't know how to find it.
The Yankees aren't on the Yes Network. What am I going to do?
Right. Exactly. It's on Tubi.
Exactly. You know what? They chalk it up to, like, guess we're not watching today. And I'm like, man.
Freebie.
So Chris Young and one of the female broadcasters, I don't remember who it was because they have two women mm-hmm. working the broadcast. He made a reference. You know, the Mets still lead the league in getting hit by pitches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Mets just get plunked every day. There's an Cana got hit. Up, Escobar got hit. Up, Pete Alonso got hit again. He made a reference to leaning into one like Roger Dorn. And he's like, remember when Roger Dorn, Major League, leaned into a pitch? And then Chris Young.
I thought you were going to say he made an Eric Plunk reference.
That would have been even more obscure. But he makes a reference to Roger Dorn leaning into pitches in Major League.
Mm-hmm.
And then he quickly goes, you know what? I got to be honest. I'm dating myself. I don't imagine anyone remembers that movie at all. And I'm like, he doesn't think anyone remembers Major League. And I'm like, well, it was 1989. Are they trying to go after a younger audience? If they are, maybe they don't know Major League. And if that's the case, I feel like that's terrible.
I feel like that reference is perfect. For the...
A guy leaning into a pitch and another Met getting audience. Hit. He's like, well, it was like Roger Dorn from Major League. My first thought was, oh, hey, Chris Young.
It's cool. A dated reference, but it's a good one.
Yeah, but I was like... Chris,
baseball movie.
Yeah. One of the... by the way, not just a baseball movie. Arguably, like, the baseball movie. So
that would be
not
like,
an obscure baseball movie.
Spot, that would be like a hockey announcer making a Gordon Bombay reference and then saying, well, maybe I shouldn't do that because you young kids don't know Emilio Estevez.
So... That Some came out. You said that came out in 89. I feel like a Sandlot reference would land, and that came out in 93.
It's only a couple years apart, but that's 93 is almost 30 years ago.
Exactly. So I think it was a good reference.
That's yeah.
I'll stand by
that's
it.
Common knowledge, man.
I'll stand by it.
That's one of the greatest baseball movies of all time.
Not only made a Rookie of the Year reference,
right?
But even that, like,
or
like,
Angels in the Outfield reference.
Like, even if some guy came back from an injury and someone made like a Henry Rowan Gardner joke or something,
I'd get it.
If you're a sports fan, what sports fan that even goes to the extent of seeking out their game on Apple TV?
Rookie of the Year, also 93.
They've probably seen Major League, but I felt bad for Chris Young because I'm like, Chris Young's a guy that's what, late 30s, 40-ish or so, played a good amount of time in the bigs. He felt like his Major League reference was too old.
You know what, though? I love obscure references. Even if one person gets it, then I did it for that one person. Like, I don't expect everybody to get the reference. That's what makes it great. So I don't think there's any need for an apology there at all. I think he was apologizing maybe because he dated himself a little bit. But otherwise, to me, that's what a great reference is, when that one or two people get it. But that's a pretty common reference. All right, guys, so some great entrances, some great movie moments. We got more greatness from Covino and Rich. In for Dan Patrick next.
The Politicians?
Yes.